Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Frisco Edition, also known as Fargo South. It is unbelievable. I think, I don't know who turned the lights off back in North Dakota, but most folks are right here. Bison Nation travels so long, it is going to be a huge advantage for the NDSU Bison, who are going to be in a really good football game. They're meeting a really, really, just a hungry opponent. Obviously coached by a former NDSU assistant coach, so this is going to be a great football game, but I think advantage goes NDSU Bison because of the Bison Nation. I mean, it's just so darn fun. We have a fun show lined up for you today in just a couple of minutes. Smackdown time between North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. These two have a big wager, and I don't know if Governor Gianforte has seen this yet, but Governor Burgum went bobcat hunting yesterday, and of course, you know, the Montana State Bobcats. Did you see that, Todd? It's so funny. Oh, it's a great video that's up on the governor's social media, and you can actually go to the social media and see it. But he actually went over to Game and Fish and got his bobcat license, and it's so dang fun. There's rumors of a bobcat pelt out there somewhere already. I don't know where that's
nice.
Rumor.
Love it.
So isn't that great? Oh, I mean, unbelievable. Also, we'll have Governor Burgum stick around a little bit to talk about the huge news out of the Minnesota Public Utility Commission yesterday. Finally issuing the permit after all their shenanigans and games for Coal Creek Station and the new efforts to have Rainbow Energy ultimately get the financing it needs to stand up that plant. And again, one more sigh of relief for Coal Creek Station employees, for folks in coal country. It's just such great
news. I'm about to ask here, is there a little part of you that was surprised that one got done? Because as soon as I saw Minnesota approved, I thought, whoa, okay.
Well, yeah, no, and they delayed it many times, and they were playing games with it, and a lot of people thought they were going to delay it again, even in the coal industry. So it's just a sigh of relief, as simple as that. I mean,
there's amen.
T's to cross and I's to dot yet, but I think by and large, and I tell you, there's just so many people to just say, way to go, way to go. I mean, state of North Dakota government has been very proactive on it, as has the legislature. There's been so much work that's come together. Rainbow Energy, a great North Dakota company, has really leaned into this and tried to make this happen. And, you know, I've heard from officials at Rainbow, if we do this right, we'll use more coal. You know, so in my mind, it's really an all of the above solution because, you know, Great River Energy had an investment in the ethanol plant, and it was, you know, Coal Creek Station very instrumental to that, and that was threatened through this. So you got to win for ethanol, you got to win for natural gas, in the petrochem industry, petroleum. You got hydrogen as a part of this. You've got wind certainly, and of course, lignite continues as well. So it's an all of the above energy win, and I've heard them say, we do this right. We do this right, and we very well can have more coal used out of this. That's exactly the kind of win-win-win we want. So we'll talk with Governor Burgum about that in the second segment today. Coach Chris Kleiman will join us. We're going to do a little Bison legacy look back today. And the Kansas State coach, Chris Kleiman, will join us. Gene Taylor, too. And, of course, we have that great story about somebody that had not seen a Bison game since 1969, Monty from Tioga, and he's on his way here. So we're going to check in with them on the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation Frisco Fun Bus that's on its way down here right now. But first, we start with two governors and a smackdown of sorts. These two have a wager on the game. And I don't know if you've heard this, but Governor Burgum has even taken it to the next level because he's been bobcat hunting. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Doug, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you.
And Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. Governor Gianforte, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you.
So there's a little wager between you, I understand. Governor Gianforte, tell our listeners what you've got on the line here, since you're as confident as you are about this bobcat win.
Well, it's going to be a tough game. It's going to come right to the wire, but I am predicting that the Bobcats are going to come out on top. That's why, enjoying a Bison burger, I threw down the gauntlet to Governor Burgum saying, hey, let's have a little friendly wager on this. He responded by going and buying a Bobcat tag. My prediction is on Sunday he's going to be eating tag soup.
So, Governor Bergen, the smackdown is on here. What do you say in response, and what do you have on the line here as part of this friendly wager?
Well, the first thing I just want to say is I'm just so happy to have a Republican governor in Montana as our neighbor to the west, and Greg's doing a fantastic job over there, and he and I agree on, you know, all kinds of things from cutting red tape and focusing on innovation versus regulation. He, like me, private sector guy, jumping into a job he wouldn't have to do, you know, supporting veterans, making states more military friendly, keeping taxes in check, fighting back a bit federal overreach. So having a partner to our west, just like we have on the south, is it's just fantastic, and really fitting then that, you know, it took Greg getting into office for Montana State to get back into the playoffs for the first time in I don't know, like, how long has it been, Greg? The 1980s? So it's
84. Well, we had a little bison bobcat crossbreeding. You know, we were pleased to get Coach Brent Vegan over here, of course, a bison player, former assistant coach, and then Freddie Banks, former bison player. He's now our defensive coordinator. So there's been a little bobcat bison interbreeding.
Well, that's very, very smart. And of course, we all know and love Brent, and Brent grew up not far from me in Thompson, North Dakota, played for Central Valley in high school, same conference teams that I played in football. We played Central Valley. So he's got great roots, and I know he's a great coach, but I think he also knows he's up against one of the great programs in the country. And I expect it's going to be a great battle down there. But I think we know that if you put a bobcat up against a bison in a out in the Great Plains, I think we know who wins that battle.
So what are you wagering, Governor Burgum?
Well, you know, Greg is, you know, so proud of all of the great products they have in Montana. We decided to put a bet about loser has to send the other one a gift basket. And of course, everybody knows the food of our people in North Dakota. So we're leading off with Dot's Homestyle Pretzels. We've got Widman's Candy Chippers, which I think we can get the whole state of Montana addicted to these things. It's going to be great for the these North Dakota companies. And of course, as the nation's leading honey producer, we'll have some honey in there. Cloverdale sausage from Mandan, Giant Sunflowers from Wapton, Baker Boy Donuts, Gooberspun's Premium Popcorn from Devil Lake, Axe Water from Fargo, and of course, Badlands Delicious Jerky from Bismarck.
I know, Governor Gianforte, you are a dyed-in-the-wool Bobcat fan, understandably, and want those Bobcats to win tomorrow, but that sounds like something you might want to wish for to get that gift basket anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty darn good.
I think Governor Burgum ought to start packing the basket.
Are you aware that the governor has got his bobcat hunting license and now has some social media up where he's doing some actual bobcat hunting? Were you aware of that, Governor Gianforte?
Well, we'll see how that helps on the field on Saturday.
this is total smackdown. I absolutely love it. And in all seriousness, to have two like-minded folks in charge of commanders in these two states is pretty darn important. Give us a little Montana commercial. You know, we talk to Zinke every once in a while, and he's singing the praises as we get ready to send him back to Congress. But I'd like to hear from your perspective how things are going, Greg.
Well, I'm thrilled to have Governor Burgum as our east neighbor. He is right. We are aligned on so many things, the need for a strong energy sector. We've implemented a pro-jobs, pro-business agenda here. I like to say we're making Montana a sanctuary for freedom and the free market. When I got into office, we hadn't had a Republican governor in 16 years. We've rolled back all these unnecessary mandates that we had. We've lowered taxes. We're running a red tape relief to eliminate red tape for small businesses. And we're seeing a result. We just hit the lowest unemployment in the history of the state. We're recruiting Montanans to come back home. We've got a place for them. The quality of life is unmatched. So my job is to create good paying jobs so Montanans can prosper. and to make sure we protect our awesome way of life.
How many states are you recruiting for Montanans to come back? Because I think you have enough Californians transplanted there now, from what I can understand. So is that a 49-state effort, or how are you doing it?
We kicked off a program called the Come Home Montana Program. We identified 120,000 individuals that graduated from Montana high school or Montana college that don't have a Montana mailing address. And we're carpet bombing them, social media, direct mail. And it's not really fair because we send them pictures of people skiing and folks floating rivers and fly fishing and just with a simple message, hey, you remember the quality of life. Come on home.
That's a good angle for sure. We have to take a break. Governor Burgum's going to stay with us, talk about that great news on the Coal Creek Station coming up. But Governor's, what a fun conversation and what a fun, friendly little wager you both have. And Governor Gene Forte, we'll talk again soon when you have more time. And appreciate this little wager. Governor Burgum, hang tight. Back with more brought to you today at Frisco,
Greg,
Texas.
See you in Texas, Greg.
See you in Texas, Doug. Bye.
They sure are making their way down here, by golly. More from the Marriott Legacy after this.
Don't now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges, just with a controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Hi, I'm Tom Clausel, realtor at RE/MAX Legacy. People throw the term, put your home on the market, very loosely. There's actually a lot of things you can do to prepare your home to sell at top dollar, and it's my job to help you walk through those details. First impressions are a big deal when selling your home, and with my experience, I can help you with those small changes that really do make a difference. You cannot afford to wait. The market is here now. Find me online at TomSellsFargo.com.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the communities. Online at abmnow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck.
Back on Sunday morning, we're in Frisco, Texas. Check out our Gate City Bank Frisco fan cam, by the way, at am1100theflag.com. If you can't be here, it's a great way to take in all the wonderful experience. And our broadcast brought to you by North Dakota Petroleum Foundation, Plains Ag, Proceed, MyPillow, Olaf Anderson & Son, Heritage Homes, and Tom Clouseau of RE/MAX Realty. Back with Governor Doug Burgum on the program. Still to come, by the way, Gene Taylor, Chris Kleiman, and we're going to talk to the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation Fun Bus that's making its way here and get an update. I have in my hot little hands another pair of tickets. We would love to bless somebody with some tickets. So if you're coming down, you're listening right now, you don't have a ticket, but you really want some good seats, I'll host you. You can sit right with us, and we'll have a great time at the game tomorrow. And all you need to do is tell us how you'd use the tickets. Tell us how these tickets would bless you, courtesy of our friends at Dakota Supply Group. You can text me right now, 701-367-2054, or you can also call us on the program today at 800-228-0550. Also coming up on the program, Bob Challey, great benefactor to NDSU, and he did a really neat thing this year. He rallied a bunch of folks to charter the NDSU marching band to be here. They normally take a bus and bus down, but they actually chartered just like the team, and Bob's going to tell us about that a little later on this hour as well. It's kind of fun. Governor Burgum is still with us, so Governor Burgum, nice to be able to chat a little additional time with you here today, and I wanted to talk about that incredible story about Coal Creek Station and the news that came out of the Minnesota Public Utility Commission yesterday. That was sort of the final linchpin in getting this thing and removing the last bit of uncertainty on moving this project forward, I think, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely, and fantastic, work. And I just have to say, you love North Dakota entrepreneurs. The Lauren Kostling, Stacy Scheider, the whole team at Rainbow that worked through this thing. I mean, there are so many people trying to prevent this sale from happening. All of this ESG investing that's really, going to try to drive towards, kill certain energy sources and as opposed to really focus on, the real solution, which is how do we use innovation, not regulation? How do we use innovation, not, financial, financial regulation or financial terrorism to try to block people from innovating around waste? Because what we've got here in North Dakota, we've got this gift of geology. We've got the ability to store all the nation's CO2 for the next 50 years. And the way that's going to happen is with private sector innovation. As you talked about earlier in the top of the show, Scott, there's going to be an opportunity with carbon sequestration to actually, increase the amount of coal and energy that's being used here in North Dakota and provide stable base load for the country when we need it on weeks like this, when it's, 20 below zero and the rest of the nation's freezing. And so we have, I just say, these folks at Rainbow, there was 20 major hurdles that would have scared away most companies. And if they weren't a private company, if they had public shareholders, I'm telling you, they would not have made it to the finish line. This is how the solution is going to happen. I think we're going to see every coal plant in North Dakota is going to switch ownership away from being a publicly owned investor utility or a co-op, and it's going to be owned by private investors that are willing to innovate. And I think it's part of the solution for our country. We've got, China and India. China's got 41 coal plants permitted right now, and they're, they're going to be building those with 1980s technology. And we have an opportunity to be exporting, 2020 technology from what the folks at Rainbow are going to be doing here. And the partnership between the state of North Dakota, the great work that's gone on there, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, so many folks, the Industrial Commission, the work going on at EERC up at the University of North Dakota. It's just a huge team effort. This wouldn't have happened without a whole group of people fighting to really drive. And this is better energy policy than the Biden administration has, for sure, because it provides low-cost, stable baseload, decarbonized right now. And I talked to Governor Waltz. We just got done talking to Governor Gianforte. Governor Waltz spoke to him on Tuesday and the head of that boat. And even Governor Waltz gets it. He understands that Minnesota needs all of above energy strategy, and they've got to figure out a way to get the electrons down there to support what they're doing. And he understands that carbon sequestration is going to be part of this. So appreciated his support in helping to get this thing over the finish line with that Minnesota PUC vote.
Yeah, because that was nip and tuck, certainly, and they delayed it, and people thought they were going to delay it some more. Your comment about, you know, being able to get things done because it's a private company versus all the wokeness that has infected the public companies and the whole ESG as a weapon and what's going it's not realistic to think we're going to be able to get the capital necessary to get all the carbon capture utilization, all the things envisioned in Project Tundra-like technology done without giving Wall Street something in the way of an assurance that a barrel of oil in North Dakota is the cleanest in the world, as an example, or some of these efforts that you've been talking about for some time. How do we get beyond and for lack of a better term, play the game, right? Because as much as we'd like to change the rules of the game, North Dakota, other than having private companies innovate and prove the way that this can be done, long term, you know, you've got to check that ESG box, right? And with the carbon capture abilities we have in carbon utilization, do you think we're at a point where you can convince the capital markets that this is the place for capital, Governor?
Well, I think we've made tremendous progress since last May. You know, when we had talked about being carbon neutral by 2030 without regulation, and without any mandates, that was a wake up call for people is saying, how are they going to be able to do that? When they understand the carbon storage capability that we have here, when they understand that, you know, our whole state, all of our ag and ranch land is a carbon sink, when they understand that we've got, you know, that we're innovating, across so many different fronts, you know, whether it's, you know, hydrogen or ethanol or biodiesel, what we're doing on the green diesel. Cause even somebody like ADM, you know, ADM's got shareholders, you know, when you read their announcement for coming into Jamestown with their $350 million soybean crush plant, that's not based on soybean meal markets. That's based on soybean oil. And they're, you know, taking that oil across to Dickinson. We've revived a refinery that's there and, you know, being able to sell that into a market in California for a premium for green diesel, you know, then all of a sudden the capital markets realize that you can have, not only the cleanest barrel of oil, they can have the cleanest gallon of gas, being produced here when we get ag and energy teamed up in North Dakota and doing carbon sequestration as part of that. So yeah, that's why we have $25 billion of projects that have expressed interest in North Dakota in the last 7 months. And that's because we're getting the word out that capital can come here and innovation does win.
Only have a minute left, but talk to the coal industry. North Dakota's rich history with the lignite industry. The coal industry nationally is you know, they're a target. They have a giant target on their back. And some see this as a, sort of a bittersweet victory. Yes, the jobs stay, but coal is going to take a hit in it. Is it, Governor?
No, coal's not taking a hit. You know, 660 jobs between the plant and the coal mine have been saved. And again, with carbon sequestration, there's energy usage to do the carbon sequestration, which then would require more coal production. And it's a win-win-win, as you said, for everybody, Scott.
Governor, thanks for the time today. We'll see you down here in a little bit. Looking forward to a great weekend in Frisco.
Likewise, you got a fantastic show, and say hi to Bob Talley.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Of all of the American deaths that occurred at Pearl Harbor in 1941, September 11th, Vice President Kamala Harris says January 6th was just like that.
December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. And January 6th, 2021.
It should be noted the only person shot and killed January 6 was an unarmed Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt. The shooter, a Capitol Police officer, will not face any charges. Heavy snow leads to a 75-vehicle pileup on Kentucky's I-75 overnight, as more than 100 million Americans coast-to-coast are under weather alerts from multiple winter storm systems. Out west, avalanches are expected in the Cascades, Olympics, and Mount Hood. In the east, the tri-state area of New York is getting heavy snow and is expected to last for most of the day. USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA today. And by the way, I'm wearing the Bison apparel that the good folks from PetroServe USA brought over yesterday. If you're just getting ready to roll out of town, I'm telling you what, if they got a selection, some of the newest, latest, greatest, some sweatshirts the ladies will love. Oh, my gosh, it's wonderful. And, of course, nothing like that comfort food to keep you company as you head out as well. Remember, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Friday specials include fish and fries in Valley City, Sloppy Joe's, 12th Avenue and I-29, cream chip beef in Glendon, the official convenience store of the NDSU Bison. Of course, PetroServe USA. Just tell them Scott sent you. Today on the program, we have a couple of guests to relive how this NDSU football program got to be the world-renowned NDSU football program it is now, and have the incredible amount of success it has had in the FCS. And one of those architects is on the phone, coach of the KSU team that just won a big bowl game, and Chris Kleiman, of course, has a national championship ring or two, and lots of great memories from the time here at Frisco as well. So it'll be fun to relive that a little bit. Chris, thanks for joining us. How are you, Coach?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good to catch up with you. First of all, congratulations on another great year at KSU. It's exciting.
Yeah, it was. We had some ups and downs, but finished on a strong note. Had a big win over LSU in the bowl game. Guys played probably our best game of the season, and it's good to go into that winter and spring on a high note.
Sure is. Kind of helps the recruiting efforts too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it's never ending, as we all know.
Absolutely. So talk a little bit about the emotions as the head coach of the NDSU Bison, like Coach Ants is coming in here, and what he's feeling on this Friday before the big game and coming back to Frisco. What's it like?
Well, it's excitement for Matt. I've spoken with him, and you know, last year, because of the spring season and stuff, NDSU didn't get to Frisco, and so I know that this year they were really focused on trying to get back there and finish it. And so Friday is always a fun day. They have their alumni practice and get a bunch of former players to come out, and it's cool for, I think it's the neatest thing of the whole trip, with the exception of hoisting the trophy, is that Friday alumni practice where you get all the former players come back, and it's cool to honor the current players that are on the team. And so it's an exciting day, and I know that Matt for sure is happy that it's an 11 a.m. kick so they can get up and get rolling.
How do you quantify the value in having the been there, done that factor for the Bison versus the Bobcats? Obviously a good football team in Montana State, and have you know, raised a few eyebrows this year with a young team, but they've not had this history that NDSU has. What kind of a factor is that? Is that a strong advantage for the Bison this weekend?
You know, it is a strong advantage because so many of those kids have been to Frisco before and know how to handle some of the outside noise and environment and stuff. But, you know, Montana State haven't been, you know, handled by the Bison in, over the last 4 to 5 years for sure in the playoffs. I know that they're going to be hungry. And I know this, don't discount the fact that Brent Vegan's been there three times before. And so I know the kid's got to play it, but Viggs will have those guys ready to play because he knows the environment. He knows what the expectation is. He'll know how to get the guys focused for that game. And so I think it'll be a heck of a game. From what I understand, Montana State's defense is really good, and so is the Bison's defense. And I've seen both teams play one time, and that was in the semifinals. And so I know members from both staffs really well. And so I'm hopeful that it's going to be a really good game.
And talk about that as a coach. So if you lose an assistant coach and he is now a competitor of yours, and by golly, you were facing off in the national championship, how much does he know about what you know, Coach Henson, the coaches, have in their back pocket for this game, and how much does that make this game even a little tougher for you know, the NDSU Bison to repeat national champs?
Yeah, I think it's tough on both sides because all the things that that I did, I learned from Craig, and all the things that Matt did, he probably learned from myself. And Biggs was a part of both sides of it, and so you know, that there's so much familiarity, but it's still going to come down to the execution of the players. I think people will know what people are going to do. Maybe there'll be a trick or two, like there always is, and Viggs will be pretty good at those as well. But it's still going to come down to the execution. And they have Montana State also has a defensive coach named Adam Pilipil that was a GA for us down here at K-State. And so he knows full well, because you know, we talked Bison football down here the first 3 years we were here as we were implementing our system at K-State. And so Adam knows all that stuff too. And you know, Freddie Banks knows all that stuff because he had spent time with NDSU. So there's so many similarities here, but it's still going to come down to the execution.
Talk to the fans a minute, Coach K, about how special this program is. I think it's really easy to take everything for granted and just expect the team to be back in Frisco and win national championships and never lose a game and have the record they've had. How special has this program become that you were such a big part of building?
I know how blessed I am to be a part of 7 national championships in 8 years, and I think we were 112-8 through my 8 years there with 7 titles as an assistant and head coach. It just doesn't happen. And never take the winning for granted. I know this. Winning is hard. I don't care what level you're at. We're here. Had a good season. Went 8-5. Won 4 in a row. Lost 3 in a row at a time. Finished the season strong. You know, just appreciate that great football program there, and the fact that, yeah, it's different. FCS is a way different landscape that's changed over the last decade, and who knows what's going to happen over the next decade with Bison or Bobcats or some of the haves in that FCS, if they'll get the opportunity to go to FBS and if they'll take that opportunity. But in the meantime, enjoy this. It's pretty special.
What would you recommend on that decision? Is it time for the Bison program to seriously consider a move to FBS?
Yeah, I absolutely. I do. And some of the people that I've talked to think it's that time as well. I think the fan base thinks it's probably that time. It's still unbelievable to go out and win a national championship and be on that stage every year. The thing that's getting tougher is your biggest competition is all moving up. And in reality, it's going to become Montana, Montana State, North Dakota State, South Dakota State, in my thought, as far as the schools and programs that are putting the resources to football. And so those 4 teams are going to fight it out, to me, until somebody moves up to the next level. And it's still, you got to get the invite. And that's the thing that nobody understands, is how hard it is to get an invite. And there's a lot of things that play into it. And finances aren't the only thing. Geography is a big part of it. Other sports, all those things, openings, whatever it may be. But I know that they'll probably be looking at it as best they can to see if they can make that leap.
Last question comes from a listener in the audience, and it is, how important is faith to the players of NDSU. And it reminded me of the recent prayer breakfast called The Strength of the Herd that talked about something I guess the average fan probably doesn't know, and that just is how much the players rely on their faith and how integral part of that is to their ultimate success. How would you answer that question about how faith plays a part in NDSU's success amongst the players and the team?
Yeah, faith and belief, belief in your brothers, and faith in the good Lord's going to take care of you, and faith that you got a bunch of guys that are fighting for the same cause. They've got a great FCA program at North Dakota State, and it's hard to beat a group of men. You know, you can beat individuals, but you beat a group of men that have that kind of belief, that kind of faith, and trust each other and trust the coaches. It's always fun for me to watch or even follow a game at North Dakota State, because I don't get a chance to watch them very much, and they may be down, but they always find a way. And that's a lot to do with belief and the faith.
Coach Kleiman, always appreciate the time, and certainly wish you and the family well. And congrats again on another great season at KSU, and thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Tell everybody in Fargo hello. It's cold down here. It's 25, but I know it's not as cold as it is up there.
That's for sure. Thanks, Coach.
Take care.
Chris Kleiman, coach of the Kansas State KSU, and now, of course, all that great history as well with the Bison. All right, Mike Schmitz is here, and he has been the caretaker for getting our famous listener. Now, he's famous, Monty and Tioga, down here for the game. First of all, let's chat with Mike. Mike, are you there? How's things going on the travels down here?
Hey, pretty good. Pretty good. We're right on schedule. Maybe even ahead of schedule a little bit. We're excited for year nine.
And tell us a little bit about what happens when you get here. You've got 100 plus folks. You're going to be doing some tailgating. Tell us a little bit about the plan.
Yeah, well, we got having done this trip every year, we have our favorite little restaurants we take everybody to, and we're going to get lots. Checked in probably right around 3 when we're allowed to with the hotel, and take folks to the fan pep test tonight. Get up early, just like we do in the west lot of the dome, and tailgate for 100 plus in the morning. So it's going to be
great.
Just like that home game day experience, but just a little bit more special.
It is amazing, and well done over the years by Midwest Sports Tours to find out more about the good work they do. Monty from Tioga is on the bus right now, different bus than Mike is on. We've got Monty on the phone, too. And, Monty, this has been quite the story. It really has from the time you came on the air and said, hey, I've not been to a game since 69. I'd like to go. And people kicking in a few bucks to help you buy a ticket for Mike. And then also getting a ride yesterday with the vehicle stuck. Give us your thoughts today.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds like that's a party bus you got going there, Monty. You got a party bus going?
They're all getting back on the bus after being off of it, and they had to fuel up and stuff. So they got a little fresh air, and we're ready to get back and roll.
How's this experience been for you, Monty?
Well, I think I slept about 3 hours in the last day.
Is that because you're so excited?
I can't think of any other reason. I gotta get out.
And Kevin Avery's on the phone as well. Kevin actually drove Monty down from Tioga yesterday to catch the bus. Kevin, that was sweet of you. Thank you so much for doing that.
You're welcome.
How was the ride?
It was good. It was good. He's a kind old man that has good stories. We had a good conversation.
So you have a new friend now, and a good chance to visit on the way down. It's just fantastic. Really, yep. Really was a neat story. Wanted to celebrate it a little bit today. Kevin, thank you. So many just good Samaritans, good folks coming together. And, of course, Monty and that emotional story he shared about not having been to a Bison game since he left NDSU as a grad. It's just been a lot of fun. So lots of good deeds in it, and warms my heart. Thank you all very much. Mike, we'll see you at tailgate, and I'm looking forward to meeting the whole crew coming down for Bison Nation fun this week.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it, and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022 or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To you by MyPillow. Listen to this deal right now. Six-piece MyPillow set. Now, that originally would be $109.99. It's $39.99 right now. Listen to this, $39.99. All styles, colors, sizes, the whole thing. It is amazing. A lot of great deals right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, either one of those websites, MyStore.com is another one with all kinds of American-made products. And use the promo code Scott at any of them for the best deals, okay? MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com with all the great information on the battle for election integrity. And also, MyStore.com is really just all about American-made products. So check those all out. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Pleasure to welcome to the program a good friend, a good guest over the years, Gene Taylor, athletic director at Kansas State, and, of course, architect of the NDSU transition to Division I and the beginning, the legacy of what we're enjoying the fruits of all that labor for right now. Gene, Happy New Year. Nice to have you back. How you doing?
Happy New Year, Scott. It's good to be on. How are you doing? Long time no talk to.
Exactly. I think last time I saw you eyeball to eyeball was here in Frisco. Are you going to be able to make it this year?
No. As a matter of fact, I'm just now dropping my family off at the airport here in Manhattan. They're going to be able to come, but I'm heading down tomorrow to Indy for the CFP National Championship game. So I'll be watching, though, that's for sure.
Duty calls, duty calls. Well, congrats on the success at K-State, too. How have things been? You enjoying your tenure as athletic director at that great institution?
Really am, Scott. It's been great. Obviously, we had a huge win Saturday against LSU. You know, Coach Kleiman just is a perfect fit for us. And I think I've talked to you before about it. And there's so many similarities between Kansas State and North Dakota State, and just you know, where we are as a, you know, just as a program, but just the two states, a lot of similarities. So yeah, it's been a great fit, and we love it. Love being here.
Sorry, Gene, is it time for NDSU to seriously consider that next jump? I know this is an issue you wrestled with, but of course so much has changed in the college football landscape. But do you believe we actually talked to Coach Kleiman earlier, and he said it's time. Do you share that belief?
You know, I do. I think there's a lot of things that make a lot of sense. If to me, they have to find the right conference and the right opportunity. And so there are a lot of things going on with FCS. I mean, there's so many programs that have left that have been great members of FCS. I think they certainly could be successful if they found the right opportunity. You know, to me, you know, a lot of people look to the Mountain West, which would be a great conference if they could get in there as a football only school. But I do think they could be successful, no question. And, you know, it's just a matter of balancing the financing of that, because it would be a huge, huge jump financially.
Well, you managed that transition, obviously, from D2 to D1, and it did take the business community and a whole lot of folks to ultimately make that happen. So you know a little bit about, you know, the financial fortitude of support for that kind of thing can happen. Do you think North Dakota can support that?
Yeah, I do. I think how they've been able to step up, you know, with the transition, you know, what the team makers do every year. Obviously, like you said, the local community, both corporate and business, certainly understand the importance of what, you know, NDSU Athletics brings into the community. You know, obviously, Matt's done a wonderful job continuing the great trajectory of NDSU Athletics and his staff there and the coaches. But I think they would do. I mean, they would absolutely step up. It would be a significant step up, probably. You know, plus they would get some more money from the conference in terms of TV revenue and bowl money and some of those things. That would be a big help. But the community would continue to have to make sure it happens.
And a win over Montana State tomorrow would be some fuel in that jet and that decision process too. Again, just another, you know, another trophy in the case and another example of just how incredible this program has become, right?
It really, really is. And, you know, I think, and I don't, you know, have people taken too much, taken it for granted of how good they've been and how, you know, I noticed that the crowds haven't been quite as large this year over the season. Now, it could have been a COVID issue, probably was, but I think they have to really continue to embrace how unusual, how difficult it is to have this sustained success that they've had over the years. If they win this one, I think it's number 9 out of 8-10 years or something like that. That's unbelievable. That just doesn't happen, and I think the community has to make sure they don't take that for granted.
And by the way, there's a friend of yours here that wanted to say hi, who's contributed mightily to making sure the NDSU programs have the resources they need. Bob Chelly wanted to say hi. Bob, go ahead and say hi to Gene.
Hey, Gene, how you doing?
Bob, how the heck are you? And he has contributed mightily.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. I haven't seen you for a while and the family, so hoping we get together with the family when they make it here.
Well, they'll be landing in Dallas about 12:30 and whatever time it takes them to get over to Frisco, but they're looking forward to seeing everybody. And like I said, we continue to follow them and watch them and you know, get upset if they don't win and happy when they do win.
And you know, we're going to talk about this in a little bit, but Bob's pretty excited that the marching band is flying here this year. They're chartering just like the team. That's pretty darn cool, isn't it?
That is awesome. Well, good for them, and that makes the trip a lot easier.
Yeah, exactly right. And I tell you what, that fires those fans up and gets that decibel level up there and everything else. Bob, stick around a little bit. Gene, thanks so much. Appreciate you very much living a little bit of that legacy of NDSU, and you're a big part of it. So thanks for the time today.
The team at Olof Anderson Construction would like to wish good luck to the NDSU Bison football team as they take on Montana State in the 2021 NCAA Football Championship game. Just like the Bison, Olof Anderson Construction has a proven track record when it comes to hard work, precision, efficiency, and dependability. Play hard, play safe, play fair, and most of all, have fun. Best of luck from the team at Olof Anderson Construction. Go Bison!
Plains Ag, always delivering productivity and the advanced systems you need for your farming operation. And Case IH always delivers. It's a new year. The staff and management at Plains Ag wants to take this time to wish everyone a great and happy new year and the season to come with the best yields yet. Happy New Year from Border Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Equipment, and West Plains Incorporated.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.